Glory to Jesus Christ. Probably each of us knows what is this autopilot. You know that? It's like small computer in a plane or ship. And if you put settings there, you don't need to really drive. It goes and follows these instructions according to the settings you put there. The only problem is that you have to always put good, like, settings there. You know that if you put wrong, direction is wrong. And the same thing it is with us. We have, each of us, there is some kind of this autopilot in our hearts, in our mind, in our being. Just look how many things we do without thinking. We get up, at least I have to go first and to make a coffee. I don't think about this, it's like habit, you know. And so many habits I have, that way how I eat, how I drink, what I drink, how I react to different situations. You know, my wife probably, she knows. If there's a situation, she knows how I will react. Sometimes I know how she will react, because there are our habits. It's some part of our settings inside. We put through some kind of repeating, some kind of way, we put these settings inside to our autopilot, and our life goes through this. And look, what happens if those directions are bad? What happens if these our habits are not really correct? They will lead our way a life somewhere where we don't want. Day by day, we will go to different direction. And after a few years, we hear, oh, how I got here. You know, I didn't want to go here, I wanted there, but what happened? What happened? Because some settings of this autopilot was wrong. And today when we celebrate Feast of All Saints, it should be opportunity for us to look at them and to really try to test our life in the light of their example. And to ask ourselves, are my settings the same? We should try to test ourselves if our habits are similar or the same as habits of those saints. Because if their settings, those habits, brought them to heaven, so it means that it's good for us to follow these settings, to check our settings, you know, if they are all right. And we should really test ourselves and to ask, are my thoughts all right? What kind of thoughts I have? Is my mind, my how we work, are the correct settings there? What I am doing, if I come to some kind of situation, what is my first thought? Thought of criticism, thought of judgment, or thought of blessing, thought of thankful for something, or thought of pity, of mercy? What is my setting of the mind? What are settings on my words? What kind of words I am using? What is usually comes as the first from my mouth? What is the reaction? What are settings of my body? Is my body adjusted to fasting, to keep simple life, you know, or not? And again, if we turn to saints and we read their lives, they give us a lot of inspiration. a lot of inspiration. And if we go and we read their lives, we can see that there was not some kind of heroic jumps, you know, that one day they were sinners, the next day they were on the sky, shiny, that there are, oh, we are saints, celebrate. No. Actually, in most of way, if you don't count martyrs, because they gave this testimony immediately in that situation, but in most of them, they made every day small step. Every day they tried to set up settings of their life correctly. And they made one small step every day. And if we read that, we can be inspired. But we have to take them as a real people, as we are. And it's always a challenge, you know, if you reach out for a book about a saint, about a life, be ready for challenges. If you read that book, you know, and about saint, you look a lot of these small things they were doing, you ask, you can do the same. Why are you not doing that? Oh, well, because I'm lazy, because I cannot find time for that. You know, they found I'm challenged. But always when I tried to a little bit follow them, I found that as a huge blessing for my life. And I think that is the same thing with your life. When you were reached or challenged by a saint, and you tried to adjust settings of your life through their example, for sure you could notice change. It was not easy change, but then you felt well, better. More holier, probably. So those saints want to challenge us. They pray for us today. And they ask God for grace for us. May we are able to imitate them by changing our habits, ways how we live in small things. How we talk, how we think, how we react, how we live. They ask God for grace. May we are able to adjust our setting of this autopilot in us. May we can take good direction of life. So let's be thankful for them, for the prayers, for intercession, but foremost for this wisdom they gave us through example of their lives. Amen.